Senate Republicans delay reconciliation 3.0 until after August recess. With a lengthy recess likely soon to begin, Senate Budget Committee Chairman Ron Johnson said on August 7 that the Senate will not vote until September to advance a closely watched party-line budget bill. The $95 billion budget framework that advanced out of the House in July included funding for defense, farm aid, and state voter integrity measures in line with the Save America Act, legislation that has also failed to overcome hurdles in the Senate. The chairman told reporters that we need more than was included in the House version of the bill, adding that Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth made a very convincing case for passing $350 billion in military spending via budget reconciliation. Budget reconciliation would enable Senate Republicans to bypass the filibuster. Johnson introduced the Senate's budget resolution framework earlier in the day. A vote ahead of the break would start the contested process of passing a final package, one on which House and Senate Republicans would ultimately have to agree. Ahead of the announcement from Johnson and his colleagues, questions mounted about whether Republican leadership could command enough votes to start moving on the budget package known as Reconciliation 3.0. Republicans passed the One Big, Beautiful Bill Act of 2025 via reconciliation. They used the same maneuver earlier this year to provide more than $70 billion in additional funding to Customs and Border Protection as well as Immigration and Customs Enforcement amid a partisan impasse over immigration law enforcement. The decision from Senate GOP members came after a two-hour conference meeting involving Senators Johnson, Mike Lee, Rick Scott, and Senate Majority Leader John Thune. Johnson said they spoke to President Donald Trump about postponing the vote, and the president supported the decision. The senator noted that there were concerns about whether they could pass the budget resolution ahead of the August recess. "We had a discussion with the president, he agrees, don't take the vote tonight, and just work diligently through August and September to do an actually, a better reconciliation vote," Johnson said of Trump's response. "We're all very satisfied with that. So, we're not going to vote on budget resolution tonight," he added. Another concern was whether the budget package provides enough funding for the military, the senator said. "There's certainly concern in terms of the need for our military. When the finest among us are in harm's way, is it really enough?" Johnson said. The House budget resolution calls for $60 billion for defense, which will include funding for operational costs, military readiness, military pay, and munitions investment. It would also allocate $10 billion to incentivize states to adopt voter ID and proof of citizenship requirements under the Save America Act, $12 billion in economic assistance to farmers, and $13 billion for intelligence-related activities. Johnson told the Epoch Times that the late-night talks did not include House Speaker Mike Johnson, a champion of the House version of the framework. "This was a Senate decision," he said.